face on top of mine. A fevered dream of mirrored features, hungry eyes. I feel like home, still you pull away. You disappear to somewhere dark so far away. I can't escape the storm you gave me. Constant lightning in my veins. Every echo calls your name, calls your name, calls your name. Flash your way.
Jesse,
you must listen to WOA, my 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love, and I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason, and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade, so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, check out the men's lacrosse team as they play Hartwick at Red Dragon Field at 3 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th, head over to the Hunt Union Ballroom for Roots and Recipes, a multicultural tasting of different foods happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad flags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes 1. We're gonna rock.
chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong and so are you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off and start a rock.
Top of the evening to all young lads and lasses listening to 90.9 FM WONY. This is the Celtic edition of Way Back Wednesday. Dang it, I need to work on my Scottish accent. That being said, yes, this is the Celtic special on Way Back Wednesday, brought to you by yours truly, Rhythmic Rachel, starting off with a bunch of pieces by Mitch Miller. First off, a Welsh march called the Bowery Grenadiers.
We're a gallant bunch of heroes. We've been organized 10 years. We're known about the city as the Bowery Grenadiers. We've had 3 fights with the Houlihans and won 10,000 cheers. You bet your neck you won't forget the Bowery Grenadiers. We can lick the Brooklyn Guards if they'll only show their cards. We can run like the devil when the ground is level for about 400 yards. And the girls, the little dears, they're in love up to their ears. When they see the style and smell the hair oil of the Bowery Grenadiers. Should the ladies be in danger when the flames are round them? Safe and sure. But when we march on a Sunday and the mulligans beat tattoo, we're good old stock with a cobble rock and a length of gas pipe too. We can lick the Brooklyn Guards if they'll only show their cards. We can run like the devil when the ground is level for about 400 yards. And the girls, the little dears, they're in love up to their ears when they see the style and smell the hair oil.
Now, this next medley features a piece that's more associated with the U.S. than Ireland or Scotland, but that's only at the end with Stars and Stripes. But, of course, this medley, the first part of it, at least, is about a sailor boy, and most Irish pieces are about sailing. A lot of them are, anyway. So I figured I'd include this one in the set.
Once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy, he was only 3. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and
he loves her too. When they walk along the street, anyone can see they are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves a sailor, and he loves her too. When the sailor boy's away on the ocean blue, soldier boys all flirt with her, but to him she's true. Though they smile and tip their caps, and they wink their eyes, she just smiles and shakes her head, then she's off his sides. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Everywhere her sailor went, she was sure to go. Till one day he sailed away, where she doesn't know. Now she's gonna join the waves, maybe go to sea. Try to find her sailor boy, wherever he may be. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. If a sailor she can find on the bounding main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all the kiddies in sailor's dungarees. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Be kind to your web-footed friends, for a duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to your friends in the swamp, where the weather is very, very dark. Now you may think that this is the end. Well, it is!
Video player. Button. Heading. Speech off.
Thank you.
That was Tunes of Glory, also known as the Scottish March of the Highlands, arranged once again by Mitch Miller. Who knew that a vocalist could also arrange instrumentals? Dang it, I should have been playing my recorder. Or even my clavichord, for that matter. It's really fun to play on the clavichord. Now, before we continue on with the set, I just want to make a brief announcement about the World Chorus Concert coming up in the Hunt Union Ballroom. It's today at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. We've been preparing a lot for this event. And Mom and Dad, I hope you can both come. I know you're both going to come, of course. Anyways, moving on, another piece from Scotland. I'd like to dedicate this one to my pen pal, Ethan. Now, it's probably past his curfew by now, but I'm sure he'll be able to listen to this once the archive comes out. Here is one that he has played himself, done arrangements of, but Mitch Miller did this in 1957. This is Loch Lomond March.
When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, the men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Get ready for the jubilee, hurrah, hurrah. We'll give the hero three times three. Hurrah, hurrah. Oh, the laurel wreath is ready now to place upon his loyal brow. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
in 1861. Hurrah, hurrah, that was when the war begun. Hurrah, hurrah, in 1862, both sides were falling to, and we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. In 1863, hurrah, hurrah, old Abe ended slavery. Hurrah, hurrah, in 1863, old Abe ended slavery. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. In 1864, hurrah, hurrah, it called for 500,000 more. Hurrah, hurrah, in 1865, they talked rebellion strife. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home. And we'll all drink stone wine when Johnny comes marching home.
Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Why the heck am I playing a piece about the U.S. on the Celtic special? Well, the... Let's just put it this way. The Irish have a response because Johnny came marching home, but I guess when they saw him, you'll find out more when you hear this piece, they said, Johnny, I hardly knew ya. Here are the Irish Rovers performing that exact piece.
When going the road this week to find a room, a room. When going the road, the sweet a thine, halloo, halloo. When going the road, the sweet a thine, a stick in my hand and a drop in me eye, a doleful damsel I ever cried, Johnny, I'll hardly knew ya.
We hear drums and guns and drums and drums, halloo, halloo. We hear drums and guns and guns and drums, halloo, halloo. We hear drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I'll hardly knew ya.
The eyes that look so mild, hurrah, hurrah. Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurrah, hurrah. Where are the eyes that look so mild when my poor heart had first begun? Why did you run from me and the child? Johnny, I hardly knew.
Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurrah, hurrah. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, hurrah, hurrah. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, ya look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where are the legs with which you run, haroo, haroo? Where are the legs with which you run, haroo, haroo? Where are the legs with which you run, when first the wind to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, haroo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, haroo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, haroo, haroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, haroo, haroo. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, you're an eyeless, boneless, cheekless egg. You'll have to be left with a bowl that beg, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, haroo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, haroo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy nearly slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
But I'm happy for to see you home, haroo, haroo. Yes, I'm happy for to see you home, haroo, haroo. Oh, I'm happy for to see you home, all from the island of Ceylon. So low in flesh, so high in bone, Johnny, I hardly.
Where your drums and guns and drums are roo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums are roo, haroo. Where your drums and guns and guns and drums, the enemy never slew ya. Oh, darling dear, you look so queer,
Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
Now, of course, you're probably wondering, why the motivation to play Celtic music? Well, of course, St. Patrick's Day is around the corner, and what better piece to include that is often played at this time of year than The Drunken Sailor? Here's the Irish Rovers once again.
Be loud, be proud, it's St. Patty's Day. After four, a one, two, three, a four, away, hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey.
Early in the morning, what will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? Early in the morning,
way, hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey,
and up she rises early in the morning.
Woo! She be the belly with a rusty razor, she be the belly with a rusty razor, she be the belly with a rusty razor. Early in the morning,
way, hey,
and up she rises,
way,
hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey,
and up she rises,
way, hey,
and up she rises.
Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Put him in a longboat till he's sober. Early in the morning,
way, hey,
up she rises,
way, hey,
up she rises,
way, hey,
up she rises. Early in the morning,
woo!
Put him in a shiver when a host by auto. Put him in a shiver when a host by auto. Put him in a shiver when a host by auto. Early in the morning,
sing it,
way, hey,
up she rises,
way, hey,
up she rises,
way, hey,
up she rises. Early in the morning.
Put him in the bed with the captain's daughter. Put him in the bed with the captain's daughter. Put him in the bed with the captain's daughter. Early in the morning.
Way, hey,
way, hey,
way, hey.
Early in the morning. That's what we'll do with the drunken sailor. That's what we'll do with the drunken sailor. That's what we'll do with the drunken sailor. Early in the morning. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Early in the morning.
Way, hey.
From Galway to Dublin town,
No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county town. As she onwards bent, sure I scratched my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me and he said to me, "That's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. She'd soft brown eyes with a look so shy, and a smile like the rose in June. And she sang so sweet, what a lovely treat, as she lilted an Irish tune. At the Lambeth dance I was in the trance, as she whirled with the lads of the town. And it broke me heart just to be apart from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cut right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No bybales spoke, no horse in yoke, and me plough was a rust colour brown. And a smiling bright by my own fireside, says the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down.
You're listening to Way Back Wednesday, Celtic Special on 90.9 FM WONY. I'm Rhythmic Rachel, and oh my goodness, this is my favorite episode thus far because I like me some Celtic music, and I'm Irish, and my family are Irish, so, and then I have a Scottish pen pal, so we got a lot of Celtic connections. Anyways, that piece you just heard was the Irish Rovers rendition of Star of the County Down, which features the recorder heavily. Now, this one isn't exactly Celtic, but it does feature an Irish instrument, that being the harpsichord. Here's Percy Faith's hit from 1952, Delicato.
Thank you.
and I wish eyes are smiling. Sure, 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy. All the world seems bright and gay, and when eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. All the world seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your
just heard When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, sung by Bing Crosby, originally in 1948, but re-released in 1951. This next one came out in 1952. Now, the lyrics were written, oddly enough, by one of my favorite childhood poets, Shel Silverstein, and you can find them in the book Where the Sidewalk Ends. At least in the Braille version, it's in Volume 1. Could not tell you where it is in the print version for those of you sighted listeners, but this one, anyways, performed once again by the Irish Rovers, The Unicorn.
A long time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese,
some Humpty Bear camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn till this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn.
Ah, that piece meant a lot to me as a little kid. I had it on a CD, and of course, I know the lyricist behind it. Well, not personally, but I've read a book of his poems. Coming up next, another one that means a lot to me that I remember hearing since I was at least 4 years old. I've heard many versions of it. We'll be performing it. Once again, gotta remind you, World Chorus Concert at 7. Hope you can make it. It's in the ballroom of Hunt Union. That's the second floor. And anyways, that being said, this one's by Burl Ives, and I hope to showcase the entire album at some point. Like I said, it has Celtic roots. I've known it since I was 4. I've known of it anyway and listened to it. I remember sitting on either mom or dad's lap listening to this album before bed. And this is the second track on it. It means a lot to me. This is Shenandoah. Reminds me of simpler times.
It's curious to think of a tough saltwater sailor hoisting sail to this haunting song about an inland river that has no outlet to the sea. The old Mazoo, she's a mighty river, way rolling river. The Indians crap along her border, away, we're bound away, across the wide Missouri. A white man loved an Indian maiden, way, you rolling river, with notions his canoe was laden. Away, we're bound away, across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. I'll take her across yon rolling water. Away, we're bound away, across the wide Missouri. The chief disdained the trader's dollar. Why, you rolling river, my daughter, you shall never follow. Away, we're bound away, across the wide Missouri.
At last there came a Yankee skipper. Why, you rolling river. He winked his eye and tipped his flipper. Away, we're bound away. Across the wide Missouri. He sold the chief some hot fire water. Why, you rolling river. He crossed that river and stole his daughter. Bound away, across the wide Missouri.
I'm dedicating that piece to Barbara, my academic coach. It's actually one of her favorites, and she told me that although it's associated with the Appalachian region, it's considered an Appalachian folk song, the immigrants of, the first migrants of that region were Scottish. So technically, that tune has Celtic roots because they took that piece, they took that melody with them and just changed the lyrics to fit the scene. Speaking of Scottish, here's another one. This one's by the Corries from 1956, the Skyboat Song.
Sailors cry, carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud the wind howls, loud the waves roar, thunderclaps rend the air. Baffled our foes, stand on the shore. Follow, they will not dare. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing. Onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. Sleep, oceans are oil bed, rocked in the deep, Flora will keep watch by your weary head. Speed, bonny boat, like a bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky.
been listening to Way Back Wednesday, Celtic Special on 90.9 FM WONY. Before I go, just a quick reminder that, once again, the World Chorus, mainly performing gospel pieces as well as a few contemporaries, will be performing at 7 tonight in the Hunt Union Ballroom. And one last thing, you will not be on air. None of us will be on air over break. But in the meantime, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Thank you, young lads and lasses of Sunion Yanta. I'm sure I wish you quite well. Keep it locked, all of you.
Burn me up, oh, I won't mind. When the light house again in a 747 over the ocean. That's how you ruin that.
Weightless, I suppose I come and I take you down.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair